Hello, Dr. McIntyre.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling with Opinion Research. We are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and I would like to get your opinion. Does anyone in your household work for media, including radio, print, television, or any political party?
Well, how long is the survey?
It will be no more than 10 minutes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you so much. Let me ask you, does or does any member of your household work for radio, television station, newspaper, any advertising agency, or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in a non-partisan primary election? You're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely, or not at all likely to vote?
I'm very likely to vote.
Thank you, sir. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, no party affiliation?
Republican.
Or other? Thank you, sir. And what is your main racial background? Is African American, Asian American, white, Hispanic, or older?
White.
Thank you, sir. What is your age, just for statistical purposes?
82.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction or wrong direction?
That's at the county level. I think the county is going okay, right direction.
Thank you, sir. From the following list, what is one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Could be inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, traffic and congestion, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, housing and property insurance costs, crime and neighborhood safety, corruption in local government. Go ahead.
Improving the transportation system. The public transportation system.
Thank you, sir. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican one?
Probably Republican.
Thank you, sir. I am now going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Would you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? The first one is Raquel Regalado. Would you say favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
And would you say very, somewhat, or?
Mildly unfavorable.
Thank you. What about Cindy Lerner? Is favorable or unfavorable?
Who is the person again?
Cindy Lerner.
I'm not familiar with her.
Thank you, sir. The next one is Richard Prashnik.
Likewise, not familiar.
Thank you so much. You will now be asked a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Daniela Levin Cava, Manny Sid, or Alexander Otaola?
I think I would go with the current mayor, Levin Cava, even though she's a Democrat.
I understand. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levin Cava?
Probably.
Thank you, sir. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission will held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Prashnik?
It would be between the last two, but I don't know which one.
Understand. Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
Well, I'd have to be neutral on that. I don't like her because of her management and her arrangements with the teachers' unions.
Oh, understand. But you would say that your opinion would be neutral.
Yeah.
Okay. On a different topic, Mayor Daniela Lavin Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters would vote on this November. The proposal will borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor or no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
Then would you say definitely or probably yes?
Probably yes.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. The first one says, since Raquel Regalado has been on the County Commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and long-time residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. It is much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for her.
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. The next one says, as your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats. This makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for her.
They're somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Currently, several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. This statement makes you much more, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for her.
I think currently neutral.
Okay. Thank you so much. Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 re-election. This statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for her.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you, sir. Raquel Regalado believes that key of a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underline and rideshare options. This makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for her.
Actually, somewhat less.
Okay, thank you so much. Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms, now as the only former school board member to ever serve on the County Commission. Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. This statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote for her.
I think on that I'd have to say somewhat less.
Thank you, sir. As the mother of 2 children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, creating an autism decal safety with police and funded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents of autism spectrum. This makes you more, much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for her.
On this one, I'd have to say neutral.
Neutral. Thank you so much. Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has vowed to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted protections for renters, and increased the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable. This statement makes you somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for her.
Okay, that one is somewhat more.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it is fixing our parks and sidewalks or helping residents with complicated things like permitting. This statement is much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for her.
Oh, somewhat more on that one. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, sir. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each one, please tell me if it is more likely or less likely to vote for her. Starting with, while Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected position to reduce the property values of many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes. This makes you much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for her.
I'd say somewhat less.
Thank you so much. As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abusive towards residents at a town hall meeting, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing, and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media.
My phone went out for a second there. Can you start that one again?
Yes, sir. As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abusive towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, cursing, and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who says she does not have the temperament to hold elected office. This statement makes you much more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for her. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, the phone went out again for a moment there. Can you start the last one over?
Yes, sir. Don't worry. Thank you so much. It says, as a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abusive towards residents at town hall meetings, repeating yelling, cursing, and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who says she does not have the temperament to hold elected office. This makes you much more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for her.
Somewhat less.
Thank you. Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development, the heart or quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wentworth, and as mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of US 1 and incorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers. This statement makes you more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for her.
Actually, I'm going to have to admit somewhat more on that one.
Thank you, sir. Cindy Lerner is running for a county commission to fight for honest, ethic local government to take meaningful action on sea level rise and to be voice for the residents on this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters. This makes you more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for her.
Somewhat more.
Thank you, sir. As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. This makes you much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for her.
Okay, somewhat less on that one.
Thank you. And the last one, Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling. This makes you much more, somewhat more, or somewhat less likely to vote for her.
Somewhat more.
Thank you so much. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission will hold today among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Pashnick?
I think right now I'd have to say Richard Pashnick.
Thank you, sir. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Richard Pashnick?
Probably.
Thank you. Prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok?
No, on both.
Thank you, sir. The following are a list of websites, online newspapers, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Please indicate if you follow this content regularly, follow this content but not regularly, or do not follow this content at all. Let's start with Miami's community news.
Not at all.
Not at all. The next one is local political blogs.
Not at all.
Okay. New radios or news on radio?
A lot, yes.
It will be regularly or not regularly?
Regularly.
Thank you, sir. A Key Biscayne Independent?
Not at all.
Okay. Only in Dade?
What was that again?
The media is Only in Dade. That is the name.
Medium only in base?
Dade.
I don't understand the question.
Understand.
Medium only in days?
Yes, sir.
I really can't answer that.
Okay. What about the FM radio?
FM I follow sometimes.
Thank you. And local newspaper like the Miami Herald or the Nuevo Herald?
Not at all.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. If you were to level yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Generally conservative.
Okay, and would you say somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Well, I'm a physician, MD.
Thank you so much. With this, our survey is concluded. Thank you so much for your participation and kindness helping me with this question, sir. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Okay, sorry about telephones cutting in and out.
It's okay, but thank you so much for your patience. I'm okay. Very appreciated. Take care. Bye.